a lot of the Facebook groups I'm on are asking questions all the time. You know, how do I, what are the IFUs for this? Have you guys ever seen this? Is it hand wash? Is it, what are the disinfectants you can use on this? And I see these questions all the time, and I thought it might be a good place to do social media in the app where you can actually ask sterile processing professionals and we can answer those kind of questions.
Beyond Clean offers a creative look into the inner workings of a healthcare industry committed to getting it right. Every instrument, every time. Join us every week as we explore the hidden world of one of the most important aspects of safe surgical care. And now your hosts, Michael Matthews, Hank Balch, and Justin Poulin.
This week on Beyond Clean, we speak with Adam Okada, owner and founder of Sterile Education, an app for iTunes and Android. Adam has 11 years of experience in sterile processing, including 6 as a frontline worker. He is currently working as HLD supervisor for Mission Hospital and Mission Hospital Laguna Beach in Orange County, California. He will soon be the SPD manager for 3 Dignity Health facilities on the central coast of California. Guys, this app came on fast and furious. We reached out right away, and Adam was kind enough to display prominently the Beyond Clean podcast within the app, and our listeners can now go there and listen directly to all of our episodes. I see it as a budding partnership, but also a great resource for all the technicians out there that listen to Beyond Clean. And I'm really excited to talk to another entrepreneur in this sterile processing and education space to get their vision for the future of education.
Yeah, guys, I pride myself on keeping my ear to the ground on the things that are up and coming in sterile processing. And then out of nowhere, I see this new app that's out, and it's popping up on my Facebook, LinkedIn pages. And I'm like, who is this guy and what is this product? And I download it, and immediately on that front page, I'm like, okay, this is the real deal. I got to figure out who did this and get him on the show. And you're right, Justin, it happened very quickly from the time that they decided to make this to the time that we've got him on the show now to share the news with our audience. So very excited to talk to Adam today and to figure out how he snuck this one past me.
Yeah, I'm really excited to get the chance to talk to somebody who's clearly got a kindred spirit of seeing a gap in the development of our industry, just very much like we did, and saying, ooh, I can do that. Hopefully this won't be the last. Through this conversation, we'll get to inspire some more people to fill in some more gaps.
HealthMark has intelligent solutions for your cleaning verification program, including products to measure water temperature, water quality, cleaning efficacy, and to directly test for residual soil left on instruments. Find your tools for cleaning verification at hmark.com. There you will learn about our TOSI and SonoCheck that test the performance of mechanical washers as recommended in sterilization standards guidelines. Other products like CartWash Check test for mechanical efficiency and target temperature. The ProCheck 2 can detect residual protein to a very low level. Go to hmark.com today for all of your cleaning verification testing needs.
It's 2023 and there's big news for IST. A closed warning letter, a new product launch, and a 10-year anniversary. OneTray IST has a lot to celebrate this year. OneTray's 2006 cleared 48-hour storage claim was acknowledged by the FDA, and the company is pushing forward, offering the total solution for reprocessing. OneTray maximizes reprocessing time. EasyTrax adds flexibility with instrument organization, and their upcoming product, OneCart, a sealed case cart with a smaller footprint and a perfect option for offsite sterilization, completes the total solution. Experience a year of efficiency with OneTray. For more information on the closure of the warning letter, visit OneTray.com/FDA warning letter. That's OneTray.com/FDA warning letter. Otherwise, you can reach out to the company by calling 937-619-0138 or visit onetray.com/contact.
Joining us now is Adam Okada, creator of the Sterile Ed application. It's a new app. You can find it right in your app store, and we love it, and we've already been added Beyond Clean content right on the Sterile Education app, which is pretty awesome, Adam. You did that in short order, and we're happy to be partners.
Yeah, excited to be on the show. I've been a longtime listener, and excited to have you guys on the app.
Let's talk a little bit about the background to developing the app, your inspiration, your vision, and then how much time it took you to put together Sterile Education.
I had the idea a few years ago. I worked at a facility that had a series of managers, and I won't mention the facility, but it was a lot of managers that did not have any sterile processing experience. So one was a furniture warehouse manager, one ran a paper company, and one did logistics at a prison. So it was a lot of people that weren't really familiar with the area. And I kind of wondered if there was a way that, you know, as a third-party consultant to try to figure out a way if we could provide that kind of support to, you know, managers that didn't have a lot of sterile processing experience. A lot of hospitals are looking for managers that can cut their costs but don't really have the hospital experience. That was kind of the inspiration for the business side of things. As far as the app, it was from there looking at how do I deliver that kind of support to them. And, you know, that's the easiest way to get it is everybody's got a mobile phone now, especially if you're a leader in sterile processing, you're always on that thing. So that was the impetus for getting the app going.
You're basically telling us that you had Michael Scott as a former sterile processing manager.
Michael Scott, yes, absolutely, was our manager, absolutely.
Man, that's a dream come true, right?
I know, not a lot of work got done, but yeah.
Yeah, I know a lot of folks listening when you went through that list background, you know, some of us obviously, or I guess all of us, you know, started somewhere. We didn't come out of the womb knowing sterile processing necessarily, but to your point, a lot of us work our way up through the ranks, you know, start as a frontline technician, understand all the nuts and bolts of it, and then get those opportunities to grow. But you're right, a lot of facilities end up with managers who may not have that same background and experience. And it's not to say that they can't do the job, but they may not have the support like you're talking about with this education opportunity to really see the insight and the behind the scenes knowledge that you need to lead well. So to that point then, as you came up with the idea for sterile education broadly and then more specifically on this app to put education in the hands of the folks who need it, what's the size of your team? You know, so you're the founder and developer. Have you had any other folks along the way help you put all this content together?
Our team consists of myself, who I mostly do the technical side of things. So I built the app and I run the website and everything like that. I've got 11 years of experience in sterile processing, so I'm not the most knowledgeable on the team. But we also have Paula Hemmler, who is former supervisor and has worked up in the OR as a scrub tech. So a lot of knowledge there, 30-plus years. Donald Gassaway, who is also 30-plus years in sterile processing, was my former educator. He just has a tremendous amount of knowledge. Curtis McNeil helped write the Isham Manual, Chapter 2. You'll see his name in the list of contributors. So he's got a tremendous amount of experience. I work with him currently at Mission Hospital. And then Angie Pagliassati is one of our consultants that we use for the certification classes and training and everything. So it's a really good team. It's over 100 years of experience between all of us. Pretty much any question that we've gotten so far, we've been able to answer. So it's been really good.
Yeah. So Adam, walk me through then. You talk about getting questions, and I guess now's a good time to go into the app. It is called the Sterile Ed app. As Justin mentioned, it's available in the App Store, but I know here recently you said that it's on Apple and Android devices. Is that right?
Yeah, so it is available for download on Google Play and also on the App Store for iPhones. The iPhone process took a little longer, so that was the one that took a little longer to get up, but it is on both now.
I know sometimes there is like a U.S. App Store, and then there's other global stores out there too. Is your app accessible internationally, or just talking in the U.S. App Store?
As far as I know, it is international. I've got downloads from India and other Bangladesh and some other countries. So it's been fun.
Okay, great. Well, so going back then to the questions, through that app, then you're saying that folks can tap into that 100 years of experience and ask questions related to processing, regulatory questions, et cetera?
Yeah, that's what we typically aim to offer is our third-party consulting, and that's the only way that the app makes any money. The actual app itself is free to download. Everything on the app except for that My Educator section, which is for partner hospitals, everything else is free on it. So the news feed and the calendar and everything else, all the social media aspects of it are things that people can use and download. And as I learned more about the mobile app process and as I got a little bit more into, you know, I had this kind of one-dimensional idea of providing consulting services. People kept suggesting things that I could do with it. You know, could we have these social media features like, you know, you see on Facebook groups and LinkedIn groups where people are sharing this information. A lot of the Facebook groups I'm on are asking questions all the time. You know, what are the IFUs for this? Have you guys ever seen this? Is it hand wash? Is it, you know, what are the disinfectants you can use on this? I see these questions all the time, and I thought it might be a good place to do social media in the app where you can actually ask sterile processing professionals and we can answer those kind of questions.
Adam, it seems like there's a lot of resources out there for sterile processing professionals, but they are spread out over a pretty wide area across print media, digital media, even within digital. I mean, you've got multiple outlets. You know, we're all very active on LinkedIn, but there's a very active community that's on Facebook, dipping our toes into the Instagram pool as well. And there's just a lot of things that are out there. What all is in your app that can kind of aggregate everything down to a single place?
Yeah, that's our sterile processing news feed. We kind of take all of that information and everything that we can get from all those different outlets and put it in one place where sterile processing professionals can go onto the news feed and scroll through the latest articles and the latest news. So that's one of the aspects of it that I really enjoy.
So what other features are there on the app?
We have like a sterile processing calendar that people can, you know, we have webinars and the ISHM conferences on there, and we're hoping to get a little more support from the local chapters as far as sending us their information. You know, we have chat features, sharing as far as social media, posting pictures and stories and things like that. It really is like a fully functioning social media app. It's just dedicated strictly for sterile processing.
So Adam, to put you on the spot here, I was playing around the other day with the chat option, which I think is absolutely brilliant, you know, because how many times have you been in the department and, you know, something crazy happens and you're like, well, I can text one of the people that I know, but wouldn't it be awesome if I could text all the people that I know all at once and say, guys, absolutely, what do I do here? What have you done here? It looked like right now, you know, that chat feature is you can interact with other users on the app, but it was kind of a one-to-one basis. Have y'all considered making that a global ongoing chat?
Yeah, the sharing feature is more for engaging groups of people. But as far as getting like a group chat, it's something that we're trying to do. Currently, the app doesn't support the ability to do it. But it is something I've requested that on the back end, they try to make work. And I know they're working on it right now.
I noticed when I went over to the My Educator part, I know you alluded to this earlier, but it says it's only accessible for hospitals and surgery centers with validated partner accounts, and that mm-hmm. you can email info@sterileeducation.com to get information about that. I thought this would be a great mm-hmm. opportunity to talk about what that model is, and maybe you can tell me how I can set up an account with My Educator or our listeners as well, because I think that's really where I think the untapped potential in the app is sitting.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, our team is obviously very knowledgeable, has a lot of years of experience behind them, and we're trying to figure out ways that we could share it. The app is a great way to do that. We're offering basically almost all of the services that an in-house educator can provide, CEUs, onboarding materials, Joint Commission readiness documentation and materials for that. And we offer it for a fraction of the price. So the first 5 hospitals that sign up for the partner accounts will get a discounted rate of $5,000 per year, which is obviously, you know, a tenth of what you would spend on an educator. After that, it'll be $7,500 per year. It's a real deal for hospitals that can, or even small surgery centers, similar to OneSource, the way we have IFUs kind of centralized in one location. This is educational services for hospitals that maybe can't afford an educator, or for managers that are just overloaded. You know, as a sterile processing leader, I know myself, I get busy doing scheduling and doing requisitions and doing ordering. Sometimes education can fall through the cracks. So that's where we try to provide.
As a sterile processing leader who has never been lucky enough to have an on-site educator. When you talk about having access to those resources, again, at a fraction of the cost and on a subscription basis, you know, like the one source option, it really is, especially for the smaller facilities out there, but maybe smaller facilities that are part of a larger system who could utilize those resources and standardize the type of education that they're getting. Because one of the challenges that I see in the field is there'll be hospitals that are right across the street from each other with completely different training standards, completely different quality programs. And it makes you realize that localized networking that we hope is there oftentimes is not. And so this kind of global, or at least, you know, larger scale reach of a nationalization of education, if you will, so everyone's hearing the same types of things and we're talking about the same quality standards, that is more accessible in this type of model that the educator can come to you through your phone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you get a monthly CU sent to you. You can present them to your staff and send it back for the certificates. Yeah, it really does kind of take the education side of it out of your hands and standardize it across multiple facilities, obviously, would be one of the biggest benefits of it. I know working at multiple facilities myself, it's tough to get in services. You know, you try to bring a vendor in to teach a new scope or a new process, and you got to take them to three different places. And, you know, it's hard to get them in for that long and to ask them to do multiple throughout the day or the week. This is what we're trying to do, is kind of streamline it for leaders and give them another option for it.
Yeah, you're right. The local chapters, if there is a local chapter, there's a lot of places still in the U.S. and there's entire states that do not have one sterile processing chapter in the entire state. And then even at the national level, there's not a lot of sterile processing focused national conferences. And the few that we have, I mean, they're well attended, but we're still talking about around 1,500 folks. You know, many of them are vendors. So we got thousands and thousands of sterile processing folks still out in the trenches with the quality of patients in their hands. And they need the types of things that are out there. It's not that the information is not out there and that the education is not available. It's that there has not been a way to link them up together. That's one of the things that I really think you're tapping into something that is a quality and standardization goldmine here, that it creates that pipeline from the folks who know to the folks who want to know.
Yeah, absolutely. And having the podcast on the app is another great educational resource. I mean, I downloaded it yesterday and was able to listen to a couple episodes that I had missed. Yeah, it's great to just have it all in one location, and downloads are real easy and streams from one to the next, and it's very good. So we're excited to have the podcast on the app as well.
Yeah, it's a mutual beneficial partnership. I mean, it's just a great way for people to go right to your app and listen to the podcast. And I know for us to load it in, it was pretty easy. We just funneled the RSS feed. I'm wondering, as far as sharing calendar events, because I know I want to get our big upcoming panel discussion on your calendar, since we're going to be hosting that at the ISHM conference this year. And are there ways for ongoing, or even the chapters, like you said, to get the chapters involved, to get on the calendar? Is there like an RSS feed like way to do that? Or do people just have to email their schedules to you, to the email address? Or what's the best way to do that?
You can either do it through the sharing option. So anything that gets shared through the app, I'll see first, and then it'll either be posted or you'll stay in my inbox. Or you can just go to the Contact Us page on the app and email us the information, and we can get it on that way. Hopefully, we'll be able to link with local chapters and get their RSS feeds and their calendars in. But for now, I think we're going to do it on a one-to-one basis and add things in as they come up.
That makes sense, though, because then you have some control over the calendar and making sure that things that are truly applicable to the app wind up on the calendar. But we'll definitely send you that email, because I know we want to get on the calendar there, and definitely an official invite from us to you to join us at our panel discussion. We're inviting all of our prior guests to join us that evening, and I think it's going to be an exciting one. Why don't we talk a little bit about like the idea of using the application in the place of a department educator, because I do think you make a really good point there. I can't tell you how many facilities that even I support in my current role as an educator and leading the education team for our organization that the facilities we go to that don't have an educator in place. I would think you would also be able to store a lot of the CEUs, and they might even be able to keep some records. Is that correct?
Yeah. So everything we'll keep track of, we'll have it by facility and can be accessed at any time through the app for the partner accounts. We're hoping to get certification classes available through the app, as well as possibly an instrument database. That was a suggestion that somebody had online, and we were thinking about it. That's a good idea too. Just have, you know, all the instruments in the database and just have a page on the app that we can dedicate to that. So there's more things coming as far as the app development, but our main focus right now is providing the quality educational services to them.
The $1 million question here. We know you have a day job, just like us. How do you have time to dedicate all of the thought power that goes into creating something like this and keeping it going? I know you said that you're kind of the idea creator and the founder of everything. Is the day-to-day process run more by the team, or what does that look like for you?
Yeah, so I do have a day job, so I'll be taking over as a manager on the Central Coast for 3 Dignity Health facilities, which is going to take a lot of my time during the day. That's why I run mainly the technical side of it. So I just do the online stuff, running the app and keeping it up and things like that. And I can do that in the evening, stick a few hours a day and try to tweak things and add things and do that kind of stuff. One of our educators, Donald, is actually retired, and 2 of the other ones kind of have off hours where they can are available during the day for the questions. So if I do get something through the app that doesn't go directly to them, I can forward it on to them. It doesn't take a lot of time out of my day job to do that, but they're the ones with most of the knowledge. They're my resource when I get stuck on a problem in the department. So I just kind of utilize them the same way I did before. Just, hey, I don't know how to answer this. Can you guys help me out? They're able to answer it 9 times out of 10.
Are you using the chat function in your app to contact him? Are you doing it the old-fashioned way?
We're doing it the old-fashioned way. Okay. We're not contacting through the app yet, but hopefully, okay. You know, future state, we're hoping maybe to get a little more social interaction through there.
That's great. I want to ask you, Adam, you know, since you do have a passion for education, and obviously that's one of our passions and our visions for Beyond Clean, is to talk about the kinds of things that are in conversation out there, but there's no one place to go, you know, to hear, especially like to hear other experts speak on it. And close to my heart is the future for sterile processing growth. And I know a big debate in the industry for the last couple of years has been this balance between uncertified technicians with a lot of experience and a lot of hands-on training to a push for more certification and even some legislation in certain states that's driving that certification at the state level. But then we come back to another question. Is certification the end-all be-all? Is that where, as an industry, we need to be placing the goal and the finish line? Or is there something else out there that is going to take us to that next level of industry credentials and education? What are your thoughts on that? Like, is there such a thing as a sterile processing degree at the associate's level or the bachelor degree that's in the works in the horizon?
Certification is a great place to start, you know, mandatory. I think most of the facilities I've worked at have required certification at least within the first year of working in the department. I think that's obviously the best place to start. Future state, I would love to see sterile processing have associate degrees and further on, you know, bachelor's degrees. I think for educators, you know, that would be a great resource to have some teaching credentials in sterile processing along with all of that knowledge and the things that you gain by just working in the department day to day and seeing those issues come up and how do you fix them. So there's no replacement for that. I mean, I think experience for those educators is the most important thing, but I think in the future, I think that's what sterile processing should be pushing for, is not only certification, but also getting those degrees and giving us a little more credibility when we go to the administration and ask for more resources for sterile processing. I think there's so much to learn. There's so much, you know, I'm, you know, 10 plus years in the business, and I know there's a lot that I don't know. Any education or any further education that you can do to improve what you know about an area is always good.
Another thing that's come up, even with my local chapter, is just reaching out to people, because in central Pennsylvania, there used to be 3, I'd say, different chapters, and now it's really down to 1. A couple of them had merged and then merged again. And then I think the attendance is down just because of the driving and the geography. And I almost feel like there's another opportunity here where the chapter meetings could almost be broadcast by an app, like a live feed, or coordinated somehow when you talk about the calendar and the scheduling, because you make a really great product for a group of individuals that I think in the past, without technology, always went to those meetings in person. And I still strongly encourage that for the networking. But I know the demographics say that more and more people are self-educating online. But I almost wonder if there isn't a way for those two worlds to come together and converge.
One of the things that we were excited about with the app was that there is an option to do kind of live streaming videos and things like that. So if you did have something, you know, at a conference, you could live stream it through the app and engage people that wanted to see it. I know we have some links to webinars as well that you can do through there. I love the local conferences. I mean, I think I go to as many as I can, but you're limited to the geographic area. You know, people don't want to drive hours to go to get one CEU or six CEUs. You know, it requires money, and it's another option, I think, for an increasingly digital world, especially. I know a lot of Facebook groups that I see, you know, they're asking for more information. They want to know, how do I get certified? They want to know, where do I go to get CEUs? How do I learn where to do this? Providing a resource for these groups that, yeah, I think before you just had the option of, you know, going to the conference, driving 2-3 hours to find your closest chapter. This gives more options to those people.
Yeah, Adam, I completely can vouch for a lot of people just not knowing where to go, where to even start on, you know, what we would think is just kind of basic questions about, you know, getting certified. I'm in and out of a lot of smaller regional facilities, and I found there's tons of interest in learning, but there are a lot of people out there who don't even know how to get started on certification, never heard of ISHM, don't know anything about it. So having sort of a central source where we could be directing people to be that sort of that one-stop source for getting started would be amazing. I'm curious, have any vendors been reaching out to you for partnerships in this, or is there that potential in the future?
Definitely in the future, it's something that we're looking forward to. You know, there's a lot of companies providing educational resources, but like I said, they're all kind of spread out and they're all kind of segmented into their own pockets. That's something that I would love to partner with groups that do, you know, the free CEUs and offer them all in one place. It hasn't happened yet, but we have some interest from some that are thinking about possibly partnering up with us. So we're looking into that, and I think there is a lot of opportunities for growth there.
If you had one topic, Adam, that you would like us to cover on a future Beyond Clean episode, what would it be? And you can pick a couple if you got a couple.
You know, my passion is education, so I love the education side of things. So I'd love to see, you know, an episode about, you know, the future of sterile processing education. And, you know, I know you had Stephen Kovacs on, who did the Health Mark Crazy for Clean, the interactive kind of games that provided CEUs. I think that's
right.
Kind of where the future of education is heading. I'd love to see more in that area, to get out of the, you read this article and you answer these questions and that's how you learn. A lot of people just can't learn that way anymore. As the new generation is coming up, you know, they want interactivity, they want entertainment value, you know, they want other things that we can provide for them. So that's something I would love to see.
Adam, I went to the app and I went into chat and I was able to find your name there. So I know that that's one way that people can reach out to you to learn more, or maybe discuss some of the other opportunities that we've kind of put out there during the show. But can you talk about other ways that people can get a hold of you, maybe on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, social media? How can they find you?
Yeah, Facebook / Sterile Education, or Twitter, we have @SterileEd. Through the app, I think, is probably the easiest way to get a hold of me. It goes right directly to my inbox on my phone, and info@sterileeducation is the .com is the email. I think that's probably the fastest way.
That was Adam Okada, owner and founder of Sterile Education, an app for iTunes and Android focused on education. And I really like the vision. I'm quite impressed with the fact that Adam and his team were able to put this together in really just 3 months. And there's a lot of content there, and I can see it really taking off with its presence in social media already.
Yeah, Justin, you know, that's one of the great things about where we are in the industry and where we are as a podcast, that, you know, just a few weeks ago, nobody had heard about this. And then all of a sudden it showed up on our LinkedIn feeds. And we started looking into it and we're just blown away that this was such a great idea. And it was a real pleasure to talk to him and really get that vision.
He's one of those future thinkers out there that are really pushing the sterile processing industry into the next millennium. And so many of our guests are like that. And so many of our listeners are wanting more of that, more digital technology, more opportunity to grow in non-traditional ways, like with an app in your back pocket. That is the future. And as you said, Mike, it was a pleasure to get to talk to Adam about it today.
It's a nice emerging partnership for us because we do have such a shared focus on education, just delivery models being different. And I love the fact that our episodes are so easily accessible on the Sterile Education app and that they were able to feature us fairly quickly. So we'll continue to mention the app moving forward on this show as well and promote all the educational content that is there. It's important that we get this out to facilities and make everybody aware of all the opportunities. And we will be definitely posting on their calendar our big special event that's coming up at the 2018 Isham Annual Conference and Expo in Phoenix, Arizona, which is fantastic. It's going to be a great event. Make sure that you join us. Just go to beyondclean.net to register and secure your spot to join us for the panel discussion titled Packaging Method Myth Busting. That's going to do it for this week's show. And as a reminder, you can help support us by subscribing to Beyond Clean on iTunes and Stitcher. We'd certainly appreciate a rating and a review because your feedback is important to the show. And if you have any topics that you'd like us to cover on a future episode, or if you would like to share a picture anonymously on our Instagram page, just send an email to info@beyondclean.net. On behalf of Hank, Mike, and myself, thank you for listening to another edition of Beyond Clean.